Yes, right now at PNP Network is Jay Pickett. Jay, of course, plays Frank Scanlon on the ABC Television Network's Port Charles show. And he originated the role of Frank Scanlon, the complicated older brother of Joe on the series. And he's telling me about an arc that's happening right now on the show. They do different chapters on the show. And I guess the one that you're doing right now is really an interesting scenario.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's something that you don't see on soap operas very often. And it's kind of actually an experiment. We're trying something new on our soap because we're a relatively new soap. We've been around for 4 years. And we started telling these stories in three-month books. So they have a very definite beginning, middle, and an end. And with the hopes of keeping stories from meandering all over the place for years at a time, you know, these stories definitely are going to wrap up in 3 months. And we're on the final chapter of my book. And basically what's been happening is I've been communicating with this girl over the computer. And I find out that she is from 1973. She's from the past. And what makes it even more interesting as we get into the story is I start counseling her and helping her, and she's drinking and she's having problems, and she's going to go to this dance, and she says she's going to go to this dance and try to pick up this boy and meet this boy, and I'm very worried, and I talk her out of going. But ultimately what happens is that one night that I talked her out of going to that dance was the night that she met my girlfriend's father. And as soon as I talked her out of going to that dance, my girlfriend doesn't exist anymore. And that's where we are in the story. That's what's happening this week, and we've built up to that.
What a really great storyline. It's a great storyline because, of course, with all the internet and the computers and all that, and also the Back to the Future element as well. What a great idea, though.
Yeah, it's very timely with the computers, and a lot of the things that you're seeing on TV these days have to do with the time and different dimensions, and time not necessarily being linear, but existing all around us, different dimensions existing all around us, and that's what this storyline has to deal with. And it's similar somewhat to Back to the Future or the movie Frequency that's been out this last year that was actually a great movie. Not a ton of people saw it, but it's a great movie. Mm. And this story is dealing with that stuff. And then this week is the all-important week for us because Frank and Karen, this new kind of a one of the new hot couples on Port Charles,
mm-hmm.
we kind of consummate our relationship on Wednesday of this week. And it's right after that that the whole thing kind of blows up in our face.
What time does the show air?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure what time it airs there. It's 11:30.
Okay, this is a national program you're on, so I guess I can just tell people to check the listings.
Yeah, you know what? It airs at different times all across the country.
Okay.
In New York, it airs at 12:30. Here, it airs at 11:30, and different times everywhere.
Okay, we'll just check and see the ABC schedule. I'm sure you'll find it. What an interesting arc, though. So now, how's this, you and Karen and the scene there? Who's the actress that plays Karen?
Her name is Marie Wilson, and she's been on the show for about 2 years. She was in Love with My Brother. She's a doctor, and as things happen on soap operas, she dropped My Brother and ended up with me. And we've really developed a nice relationship on the show, and both characters have had a lot of troubles in the past. Frank's had a drug problem. She's had a drug problem. They've been in one failed relationship after another. So the timing is really great for these characters to come together, and they're in love, and they have a great relationship. And then to have this thing come between us is has just really been working out nicely, and the fans have been responding to it. It's an exciting story, and then, to you know, after she basically disappears, it's up to Frank to figure out how to get her back, and that's the final chapter of the book. And trust me, we've taped most of it, and there's some great stuff that happens, and it's a very exciting end to this book.
Talking with Jay Pickett, who plays Frank Scanlon on Port Charles. How much input do you have with the writers on your character? Do you actually know what's going to happen, or do they tell you when you get the script?
With these new story arcs that we have, the actors, the main actors who are playing these arcs are brought in at the beginning, and we're basically walked through exactly what's going to happen for over the next 3 months. So we know where our characters are going, and that's very important, because if you don't know, which happens a lot on soap operas, if you don't know which direction you're heading in, you don't know how to play each day to make it connect to the next day or the next week or whatever. So it's been great that they've told us these entire stories. And as far as the input that we have, that varies from actor to actor and from character to character. I've been on the show for 4 years, and I definitely have a say about my character, because I'm the only person that's ever played this guy. And if I think that something should be played a certain way, they definitely are willing to hear my input, and more often than not, they will listen to me. So it's a it's a real, it's a work in progress all the time. Soap operas are, they're always evolving. And it's a collaboration between a lot of people, between the writers and the producers and the directors. But what you see on the air has gone through a lot of incarnations before it actually gets there.
Now, you mentioned that Wednesday you're going to be consummating the relationship with Karen on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How explicit do you guys get when you're filming love scenes? I assume you've done quite a few of them on the show.
Well, I have done quite a few of them. Because Karen is actually the third love interest I've had on this show, and so I've had my share of love scenes, and it depends. We've had love scenes in the shower, not Karen and I, but other girlfriends. We've had love scenes in the shower, on the kitchen floor, you name it. Now this one, they wanted to be a little more a love story, and more gentle and nice, and this is a very romantic, beautiful love scene. They carry things pretty far on daytime these days, a lot more than they used to.
So when you're doing a shower scene, for instance, are you wearing anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're wearing not a lot, but you're wearing little short Speedo kind of things, and they skin colored, and they try to just shoot right down to your waist and then below to your legs. But there's not a lot there, trust me.
Now, you're a guy from Caldwell, Idaho, not exactly a steaming Hollywood scene. How did you end up in showbiz?
I'm not really sure how it happened myself. It's one of those things, you hear a lot of people say this, but it was definitely true in my case. It was something that I just felt I always wanted to do. I remember watching movies when I was a little kid. I came from a Western background, horses and cattle and roping and riding. And whenever, especially when I'd see a Western, I would just think, now that's what I would love to do someday. That's what I would love to do. And that's, 7 or 8 thinking that. And it was completely different from anything anyone in my family had ever attempted to do. And I really didn't tell anyone about it or make a big deal out of it. When I got to college, I started studying acting, and next thing you know, I told my parents I was moving to Hollywood to be an actor, and it kind of came as a shock to everyone. But I did it, I followed my dream, and I'm very glad I did.
Knowing what you know now, Jay, how important was it, the background of taking up acting at Boise State University and also your master's in fine arts in UCLA? Was it necessary to have that background, or is it something that really is more lucky breaks than anything else?
Well, there has to be those lucky breaks in there. But for me, I chose to go through the college route with Boise State and I got my training there. I was able to do plays. I was able to learn what acting was about and theater history, which all of these things are important if you really want to be a serious actor. People come, people get off the bus here every day at 18, 19, 20 years old and never go through any formal training. And some of them land jobs, but the majority of them, they find it very difficult. So I decided to take a little bit more traditional approach. with college, and then I worked on my master's degree at UCLA, and I specifically chose UCLA because it was in Los Angeles. But I got a good background, and I learned a lot about acting before I really decided to step out into the Hollywood world, because it can be brutal. And I basically used UCLA as a bridge from Idaho to Hollywood, and it gave me a couple of years there to just kind of observe and see what this whole thing was about, because it can be overwhelming. I think it would have been overwhelming for me to come from Idaho and just dive into this craziness.
So what was your big break then, Jay?
My first break came, well, before I ever got out of college, out of UCLA, I did these awards called the Hugh O'Brien Awards, where we were able to do scenes for a lot of the industry people, casting directors, producers, agents, and I ended up getting a great agent and a great manager out of those auditions, which is half the battle.
Right.
When people come to Los Angeles, just finding an agent is a very difficult prospect oftentimes. And I ended up with a great agent and a manager. Within a year, I had a nice guest star on a show called Rags to Riches, which was a kind of a kid variety. It wasn't a variety show, but
it was a miniseries, wasn't it?
It was a series, actually,
yeah.
With Joe Bologna, Joseph Bologna,
uh-huh.
A Broadway actor and a film actor. It was his series where he adopted all of these girls, like five little girls, and I played a kid who comes over and visits these girls from Russia and ends up wanting to defect to the United States. And that was my big break, and I always think that I always love the fact that it was called Rags to Riches, because that's kind of what my story's been like here. Not that I'm bathing in any big riches here, but it certainly has been good to me, and it's been a rocky road here in Los Angeles at times. It's been up and down, but right now I've settled into a nice job and a nice life, and I'm very happy.
Many people, though, that are in the soap operas, they dream of going into nighttime TV and making it big in prime time. Do you still have those dreams? And also, when you're on hiatus, do you have hiatus? And if you do, do you try to do movies or anything else at that time?
Well, we don't actually have a hiatus on soap operas, because
the year round, right?
Daily thing. It's a real grind. We have to put out a show every day, because every weekday we have to be on the air. And you know, that's, I could go on and on about that question, because yes, of course, I want to do other things, and I dream of doing other things, and I hopefully will. But I'll know when it's time to move on and do those other things. You know, right now, it's funny because you see a lot of people, we have a strike looming here in Los Angeles,
right.
A writer strike and an actor strike. So you see a lot of people doing whatever they can do. They just want to work right now. So I see a lot of people coming back to the soap operas, people who've been doing nighttime, they're coming back to the soap operas, and people are staying on the soap operas because it's kind of a safe place right now. But it's really different for every individual, you know. But soaps are a great place to be, and they're a great place to learn about the craft of acting, and learn how to act under pressure. When we're always under time restraints, we get very few takes on the soap, and so you have to learn, and you have to get better. Otherwise, you won't survive.
I'm talking
you
with
won't survive on the soap. So.
Talking with Jay Pickett from Port Charles. Jay, I only a couple more minutes left. I know you have a couple of daughters. How old are they?
My oldest daughter is 13, and my younger one is 9.
And either one show a proclivity towards showbiz?
You know, I have a feeling my youngest daughter is going to. She just seems to have that personality and that little sparkle in her eye, and I can just tell she's never really come out and said it, but I can read the signs, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days she tells me that that's what she wants to do, and I would never discourage any of my daughters from doing anything that they want to do, but I would make sure that she held off until she was older, and if she wanted to start you wanted to start experimenting a little bit in acting now, that would be great. But I really wouldn't want her to be pushed into an acting career at this young age. I just don't think it's the thing for kids. They need to be kids. But if she eventually decides that's what she wants to do, I'm all for it, and I would be there for her.
Now, it says you're a roper and a Western writer. You mentioned that earlier in the interview.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to do that anymore, or is that pretty much over now?
You know, it's pretty much over. I kind of sold everything when I moved from Idaho here, and I've been so concentrated on my career and trying to make things happen that's kind of just slowly drifted away from me. But I do hope to get back to it somehow. I've got friends who have ranches outside of Los Angeles, and so it's kind of a short drive, and you're right back into the rural settings here. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get back into that sometime.
Mm. We went to San Diego and went horseback riding somewhere in one of the suburbs of there.
Yeah.
So you can find it.
It's yeah. All around here. Los Angeles is kind of, especially when you get outside of the city, it's a big spread out country town.
You also says that you enjoy football, basketball, and baseball, and skiing and things. And I know that now in L.A., there's tons of great teams there. Do you root for any of the L.A. teams, or is your heart still in the Midwest?
Well, right now, Los Angeles doesn't have a football team, and that's kind of a drag because football is the sport that I really love to watch.
Well, the Raiders are kind of the L.A. team.
Well, they're in Oakland.
Yeah.
And that's so they're in California, but there's no team in Southern California, and really Northern California and Southern California, it's almost like they're two different states here sometimes.
You can still root for the Rams even though they're in St. Louis.
Yeah, they're in St. Louis.
But they're pretty good now though, better than they were when they were in L.A.
They're great, and you know I still pull for the Rams because they were once in Los Angeles, and the Raiders were once in Los Angeles.
Right.
But hopefully this, in the next year or so.
Are you a Lakers fan, and are you an Angels or Dodgers fan?
More of a Dodgers fan. I live closer to Dodger Stadium than Angel Stadium, and so I get to see more Dodgers games, so
yeah.
I'm more of a Dodgers fan. And I love to watch the Lakers when we get a chance, when I get a chance to go there. We've got a beautiful new facility here in Los Angeles for the Lakers, and so that's been a lot of fun to go to. And I can't say there's any one team that I pull for or root for. I'm just kind of an overall sports fan, and I still play basketball and tennis and golf, and I do a lot of things to keep active. So sports has been an important part of my life.
Yeah, me too. I still play basketball and hockey and stuff in my mid-40s at this point.
You've got to. That keeps you young, man.
Yeah, it does keep you young. There's no question about that. And, of course, I'm a Red Sox fan, so we all have broken hearts. So.
One of our cast members is a big Red Sox fan, and so, yeah, it's
very sad.
I'm sure you do.
It's very sad to be a Red Sox fan. This year, though, maybe we'll do it. We say that every year. So.
Well, let's hope so.
Could be. Jay Pickett from Port Charles. He's on every morning on ABC. Check your listings. It could be on 11:30, 12:30 in your area on the ABC network. And this week, a big arc of some really incredible shows on Port Charles. And Wednesday, you can even see Jay as Frank with Karen. And the wild act itself.
Yes.
It's going to be a romantic time.
Big romantic love scene. And please do check your listings and find out where we are, because we're coming on to a great time on the show, and it's going to be a very exciting month of May coming up here. So I really urge you to give us a shot.
Well, thanks so much for coming on, Jay.
My pleasure, Mark.
And good luck with the whole career and the kids and the wife and the whole deal.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'll talk to you again, I hope.
I hope so.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.